It's Q103. This is the Rock of Albany, Nirvana there. Morozic here 2 days in a row. I got some in-studio guests. This is kind of big news for me. I talked to Dave Attell on the phone the other day, and then yesterday we had Blackstone Cherry. Today, it's the red jumpsuit apparatus. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Yo, what's up?
Jacksonville, Florida. Is that where you said you're from?
Yes, we come from the swamp.
The swamp. And so what other bands come from there? Like Limp Bizkit, right?
Yeah, Limp Bizkit, Yellow Card, Molly Hatchet, 38 Special, Leonard Skinner.
What about Creed? Are they from there too or something?
They're from the area, I believe. Orlando-ish. So about an hour and a half south.
When you were younger, did you see any of these bands before they were big or anything like that?
Oh yeah, we played a couple of shows with Yellow Card before they blew up. And I remember seeing Limp Bizkit when I was like really little for like $10, you know, at a local, I think 618. I played 618.
$10.
In the Milk Bar a lot, so yeah, man, it's a pretty good scene, actually.
Those were the days, huh, when you just go see a band I remember one time I was in Daytona, right? And it was way past their prime, but I saw Quiet Riot at this club, and it was $5 to go see Quiet Riot.
There you go.
The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, they're playing tonight with Seether and local band Bulletproof Messenger. There's a special deal going on. If you went to Alter Bridge last night, and if you held on to your ticket, you buy one, get one free for the show tonight, so they get a little two-for-one action going on there.
That's awesome, man.
I didn't even check. How many tunes are you guys playing here with us? Are you playing one or two?
I believe we're playing one. That's what I was
told. You're going to perform one?
Our new song, yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're going to play the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I had a CD over here, too, of the single, so I might do. But you're going to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, it's up to you, man. What do you want?
It's up to you. It's whatever makes you feel good.
What do y'all want?
I don't know. So I guess if we play acoustic, is it still going to get spun on that or probably not, right?
I have Reap here.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Cool.
That's what you were going to play.
Yep.
Okay. You can play that, but you can get two spins. If you play a different song.
Oh, that's true.
So I would go
all
for
right.
another one.
Then we'll play a different one. See what happens.
Good deal.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from Jacksonville. This is your third CD.
This is our third full-length album. Put a couple of EPs out. We just went out to LA and recorded this with John Feldman, who's done a lot of great bands like The Used, Story of the Year. Good Charlotte. So, we're really excited, man. Third full length.
Do you have like an interesting story of how you got started or whatever? Or?
With us, I mean, we're just like the classic band. We're all pretty much from the same hometown. We all live within 10, 15 miles from each other.
Really?
Pretty much did it on our own without anybody's help for a long, long time. Eventually started selling out venues and making good money selling CDs, and people started paying attention in New York and LA and came down and offered us a record deal, and the rest is history, as I say.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, this was 2 days in a row that I've met bands where all the guys were from the same area. Because, you know, nowadays it's like, oh, I met this dude on the internet, or we went out to L.A. or whatever. And it's interesting to 2 days in a row meet people from the same neighborhood.
The real deal, man.
That's cool. You guys have all been friends since you were young, before you played guitar and stuff like that, or what?
Other than John, I knew everybody before we really started doing anything. Locally we were still playing shows, but before we really started doing anything professionally, like as a signed act, we all still hung out and jammed, and we've all been in different projects too, you know, so we weren't always all in the same band, so we're kind of like the local, I don't know what you would, like the blender of local musicians, you know what I mean, where we've all been in different things, and we just decided to focus on this project.
Nice. Okay, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, it's Q103, and what are we going to play this right now?
I believe we're going to do Face Down then.
All right. You going to come over here?
Yes.
Yeah, guy. All right, I'm going to try and be the mix master over here.
Gorilla Beats.
Did I hear a metronome? Yep. What's going on?
That's pretty loud.
Is that what he's listening to over there? I thought he was just ignoring everything I said and was you know, listening to some phone, some iPod thing or something. He was just smiling and nodding. He's like, yeah, man, I'm listening to some music over here. You keep talking.
Put that other earphone in there.
That's funny.
There we go.
All right, Q103, it's the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
It's never gonna happen again. You'll cry alone, and then he swears he loves you. like a man when you push her around? Do you feel better now? Well, I'll tell you, my friend, one day this world's going to end as your lies crumble down. A pebble in the water makes a ripple effect. Every action in this world will bear a consequence. If you wait around forever, you will surely drown. See what's going down. I see the way you go and say you're right again. Say you're right again. Need my lecture. Do you feel like a man when you push her around? Do you feel that now? Well, I'll tell you, my friend, one day this world's going to end as your lies crumble down. Face down in the dirt, she sun. This doesn't hurt, she said. I finally had enough. Face down in the dirt, she sun. This doesn't hurt, she said. I finally had enough. One day she won't tell you that she isn't enough. Going to end as your lies crumble down. And do you feel like a man when you push around? Do you feel better now? Well, I'll tell you, my friend, one day world's going to end as your lies crumble down. And face down in the dirt, she said, this doesn't hurt, she said, I finally had enough.
Woo! It's Q103, the Rock of Albany. Yeah.